Strauss-Kahn said the current crisis is unique because it's global and it is impacting all the major economies. He said what began as a banking crisis in the United States quickly spread to the point where necessary credit is no longer available worldwide, and economies in Europe, Asia, and the Americas are contracting.
As long as the financial sector will not be restructured, which means that it has in some way to shrink, that some part of it has to just to disappear, that the confidence has to be restored by the recognition of all the losses. Until this has been done, confidence will not come back.
Strauss-Kahn, a former French finance minister, applauds the fiscal stimulus packages being implemented in Europe, China, and the United States, but he said increases in government spending by themselves are not enough.
And if there's no restructuration in the banking system, then all the money you can pull as a stimulus will just go in a black hole.
Essential to bank restructuring, Strauss-Kahn said, is a write-down of all bad loans. He endorsed the proposal for creating a special bank to absorb the billions of dollars of bad loans incurred by U.S.-based banks. In an effort to promote restructuring, the U.S. government has already provided billions of dollars to the banks. But credit remains scarce, and normal lending has not resumed. Investment banker Roger Altman said during the 17-month-long financial crisis, the Western-style banking system has collapsed. He said the financial excesses and credit squeeze have done enormous damage to the U.S. model of how a market economy should function. Altman said the crisis is not yet over.
It's this downward spiral which is plunging the financial sector into this state where the question of nationalization is being raised. It's difficult to be optimistic about what we conventionally think of as banking.
Strauss-Kahn appealed for closer cooperation to combat the crisis. He said much work needs to be done to make good on the promises of cooperation pledged by leaders of 20 advanced and developing economies last November in Washington. Barry Wood, VOA News, Washington.